As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. We are just 1 week away from Christmas. In fact, I want to just get this out right now. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I won't be back until after the first of the year. I'm taking some time with my family. And, you know, I would love to be here next Saturday with you, but I'm going to be celebrating baby Jesus and enjoying my family time. So I wish you guys all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope it's wonderful, and I hope that everybody just remembers the reason for the season. It's nice to be with friends and family. It's nice to hear the Christmas music and have your house decorated and have it smelling like your Christmas tree. It's nice to see the presents underneath that tree, and it's nice to get presents. It's nice to give presents, but the main present that we need to be thinking about, what it's all about, the reason we're here today is because of the birth of Christ. And so it seems like each and every single year, Christmas is more commercialized, and we forget what the message is. And right now, there's so much going on in this country and around the world that we're just so frustrated about and so stressed out about, and I'll be honest, angry about. We don't like what's happening to this republic. We don't like what's happening to the Constitution. We don't like the administration we have currently. The leadership we have is just tearing this country apart. We don't like the socialist agenda, or I think it's, I've told you guys, I believe it's worse than socialism. I think it's flat out Marxism and beyond that we're rapidly approaching. And I think we're going down this road quickly. And right now I'm not seeing a way out. I don't see a way off this crazy train without people really digging their boots in the ground and be willing to become more aggressive to defend this nation. Now, despite all that, that's why we need to remember now more than ever, perhaps, what the reason for the season is and what we're really celebrating over Christmas. And we just kind of need to get back to Christ and being, you know, good followers of Christ and, you know, practicing Christianity to the best of our abilities. We're all sinners. We know that, but we also know what the truth is. And, we need to do this for him. He died on the cross for us. And so, we need to be better individuals, try to be better human beings, better to each other, and remember his sacrifice. So Merry Christmas. I hope you guys have a wonderful season, and I'll be thinking about you guys, and I will see you guys after the first of the year. So just wanted to get that out of the way in case I run out of time at the end of the show, because, you know, I like to talk, and sometimes we just go a little bit long and we do run out of time. So I wanted to make sure that I wished you guys a Merry Christmas. There is so much crazy stuff going on in this country, and it is very easy to just kind of go down, start circling that drain and keep going down that rabbit hole and getting frustrated and angry. And we have a lot to be upset about. There's no doubt, but it's also up to us to change things. It's up to us to turn things going back the other direction. And I think we can. I'm always on the fence. Is Oregon a lost cause, you know, and the grass always does look greener on the other side. And I'd be lying to you guys if I told you that I've not thought about bailing on this state, that I've not thought about moving to Montana or Idaho or Florida. I don't know if I could handle the weather in Florida. It's beautiful to visit for a vacation, but the humidity would probably kill me. But you know what? I would be lying if I didn't say that I didn't look at those other red states and think about how nice it would be to be over there and just think about what are my exit strategies? How easy would it be for me to sell my property and pack up and leave everything that I know behind, take my family and just start new somewhere? And what kind of life could we have? And I was talking to some friends of mine, some fellow business owners, and I told them, I said, you know, we all run businesses in the worst state in the union. And I do think Oregon is probably the worst state in the union. If not, it's getting there very quickly. You know, we're tied with California and Washington maybe. But as a business owner, you know, we got to pat ourselves on the back a little bit, because if we can successfully run a state or run a business here in this state, one of the worst states in the union, with everything they're trying to do to crush small business, tax small business, put small business out, all the restrictions and the BS that the Democrat Party has done to us in this state, to do everything they can to make it, to almost try to make it so it's impossible for us to survive and still be here, still standing with both feet on the ground and still moving forward and still making our payments and paying our employees and still growing our business to an extent, that's a testimony to the fortitude of Oregon small business owners and the hard work and effort that we put into it. And if we can do that in this state, this is going back to, you know, maybe we would be better off somewhere else. If we can thrive in a business in this state, imagine what we could do in a red state, a state that wasn't so restrictive, a state that wasn't taxing the hell out of us. It's just, when I think about things like that, those are the things that make me want to run, you know, because my family's worked so hard. My dad worked so hard to start this business that is a family business. And we all work so hard to keep things going. And it's a struggle each and every day with the state of Oregon. And I keep thinking, man, if we moved our business, we could do the same thing that we're doing in any other state and be better off than what we are here. So what's keeping us here? And for me, it's because I still think there's so much to offer in the Willamette Valley. I think that, you know, I'm not ready to give up on where we're at yet. And I think that, you know, I have the hope that people are going to be waking up. I have the hope that there's going to be people realizing that, you know, maybe how they voted in the past was a mistake. There's going to be people that realize that, hey, the party that I align myself with, they're not sharing my values any longer. They're not helping me thrive in this state any longer. They're not helping my business anymore. They're not helping my kids in school. You know, I think that there's a lot of moderate Democrats out there that, you know, it's a real hard sway to get them to come over to our side. But I think life is getting bad enough for everybody right now because of the leadership we have here in Oregon that maybe they're opening their eyes. And not just here in Oregon, you know, everything that's going on across the entire country under the Democrat leadership, under the Biden administration, the inflation, the mass inflation that we have, hyperinflation that's happening. If you guys don't believe that hyperinflation is here, you need to start paying attention a little bit more. And, you know, when they tell you these inflation numbers, like they're saying they're 6 to 9%. No, they're closer to like 15 to 17%. They are not telling you honestly the full amount of inflation that we have happening here in this country. And, you know, the Fed, just for how long did we say you can't just keep printing money? You can't just be handing out free money. There's no such thing as free money. You can't just be flooding the banks with all this printed money. It doesn't make sense. It's got to have value come from somewhere. And right now people are finally starting to feel the pinch. They're starting to see that, whoa, man, something's going on, man. Why does it cost so much for me to take my family out to dinner? You know, my family of four, for years, we used to be able to go out to dinner and we would all eat well. And, you know, you would have like a $28 to $35, maybe $40 bill if you really got carried away. And we'd be content and fat and happy. And my gosh, have you taken your family out to the restaurants recently? It'll about break you. If you can get out of there with less than a $100 bill, it's pretty impressive if you got a decent sized family. I mean, it's just, and I'm telling you, when you go to, you know, the fast food places, the places that are supposed to be inexpensive, that used to be affordable to take your family to eat, you know, even McDonald's, you take a family of three or four to McDonald's. If you get out of there without a $40 bill, you're doing pretty good. It's just crazy. And so many people are so short-sighted. They they look at the restaurant and say, you greedy bastards. You know, why are you guys marking your prices up so much? Or it's so expensive to eat here now. It's not the businesses, my friends. In fact, I will tell you, I believe the majority of the businesses right now today are running on smaller margins than they did a year ago, than they did 2 years ago. Businesses have to make money, okay? They're not going to be around if they're not making a profit. That's economics 101. That's business 101. You start a business to make money. You want to make money. You want to put money in the bank. You want to start building up your own nest egg, okay? Everybody's against all these millionaires. I hope to God that I'm a billionaire one day. I hope to God that I figure out some way to make my business so successful that all my financial needs are met and I don't have a worry in my life and I can just kick back and then I'll be one of those billionaires that everybody's pointing their finger out saying I don't pay enough taxes or I don't do enough for society or for the world or for the environment. And you know what? My goal is to be that dude. Okay. I look at, you know, the way they're constantly attacking these guys, whether it's Donald Trump or Elon Musk or, you know, they worked hard for where they are. They worked hard for the money that they have. Okay. And they shouldn't be punished more because they've reached this certain status. And trust me, without the businesses paying the taxes, the corporate taxes and the commercial taxes and without the businesses creating employment opportunities and hiring all these different employees that are now paying taxes also, we'd be in a world of hurt. If you think that the taxes that you're paying or your property tax that you pay comes close to paying for the amount of goods and services that you use, you're sorely mistaken. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating for higher taxes. I think here in Oregon, especially, we are taxed way too much. And I think the government wastes our money. And I am against any more government taxes, hands down, because we can't trust the government with our money. But the reality is those businesses out there, they're paying their share. They're paying their share and they're paying your share and they're paying my share and they're paying your neighbor's share. The majority of the money that we get is coming from those businesses. The businesses that people like to villainize saying that they're not paying enough. And now I'm seeing the same type of thing. This inflation has hit, but without people really understanding what inflation is and where it comes from and why. And the inflation we have, my friends, make no mistake, it is not the business's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the government's fault. And I'll be honest with you, it's the people's fault. Not all of us. But the people that keep putting these imbeciles into power, it's absolutely their fault. If you're a voter, if you keep voting for the Democrat Party, if you voted for Fuhrer Brown, if you voted for Joe Biden, this is your fault. What's happening is your fault. My friends, 12 months ago, we were in pretty good shape. Yeah, pretty darn good shape. 12 months ago, the economy looked pretty darn good. Businesses were thriving. People were working. And we were controlling the inflation. The policies that have been implemented by the Biden administration, by the Democrat Party, they are responsible for what is happening right now. They are responsible for what is happening to your dollar, which means if you voted for these wackos, you are responsible. Maybe you're just as wacko as they are. Okay. Now, when you go out to the businesses and you get in a bad mood because things are more expensive, remember that. It's not the business. As I started to say, businesses today are running on smaller margins. I know for myself, we try to hide the markups as much as possible. When we get price increases on our goods that we're turning around and wholesaling, we don't pass those down each and every time to our customers. We absorb as much as that as we can. And we run on much smaller margins today than we did a year ago, than we did 2 years ago. Okay. But eventually we gotta gain that money somewhere, right? We can't keep doing that. We can't keep absorbing that increased cost because that means that we're going to stop making money altogether and we'll be out of business. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's good to be here today with you. And remember, if you need to get a hold of me, you can always email me at mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y @kslm.news. I like to hear those emails, or I like to read those emails. I like to hear what's on your mind. And again, if you bring me something good, I'll try to talk about it on the radio. Maybe we can make it a topic for you. So make sure you get a hold of me there. And remember, follow KSLM. We are the number one station in the valley for talk radio. We have the best lineup. I'm blessed to be on this station. And I'm just kind of in awe of the amount of talent and the big names that we have here out of this station. So there's something for everybody. But when you want the truth, there's no other place to come. Definitely no other place to come than right here on Saturdays at 3 o'clock, Patriot Uprising Radio. You know I'm going to give it to you straight. You know I am the most honest talk radio host with the smallest vocabulary. So we were just talking about businesses and how the cost to run your business has increased and what inflation's doing to this country and who's to blame for it. And yeah, I said the Democrats are to blame for it. The leadership we have are to blame for it. And the voters that keep putting these yahoos in office are to blame for it. We're talking about how you start noticing it on your receipts when you go out to dinner and how much more money it is to feed your family. Maybe when you go shopping at Safeway, you start to notice it. When you fill up your gas, you're definitely noticing it, right? And it's funny to me how many people just don't understand. I hate to use the word uneducated. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But, you know, we definitely need to do a better job in our school systems, get the kids out of public school. They're brainwashing our children. They're not teaching. They are indoctrinating. We definitely need to have school choice. We definitely need to have better education, right? Because kids are just not being trained. They don't understand our economy. They don't understand what inflation is. You can ask somebody to give you the definition of inflation, and they probably can't give you the definition. They don't understand what drives it. But they've been conditioned. They've been brainwashed by the left. They've been brainwashed by the socialist agenda. They've been brainwashed by our media that when things like this happen, it is the fault of the corporations, of the businesses, that it's the greed, the greed of the rich person. And that is just not the case. That is just not the case at all. So we are in business to make a profit. Yes, I fully admit that. But we have absorbed so much, and have done everything we can to keep from passing it on to our customers. But eventually there's a breaking point. And that's what people are finally seeing. That's what people are finally seeing. And I'll tell you what, it's a double-edged sword, because not only are you feeling it now, you're having to write those bigger checks, or you know, your receipt from your dinner is more expensive. You're seeing it and feeling it, okay? But the business is also, they're still working on a smaller margin. Now, for a business to work on a smaller margin and still be successful, what's that mean? That means that they're probably making cutbacks of their own some way. Maybe that means that they're cutting their employees' hours back. Maybe that means that they're having to lay people off. There's a lot of things that businesses are going to do to try to save that money, try to make that money back, try to cut costs so they can survive, so they can keep running their business under these smaller margins. And when they start doing that, that has its own impact on the economy, kind of on the backside of things that nobody realizes. And so it's bad. We're in trouble. And if you guys remember 2008, I got to tell you, the crash that I think is on the horizon is going to make 2008 look like child's play. It's going to be really bad, my friends. And I don't know that there's a way to stop it. I think you're going to start, you know, the stock markets are just going to crash. I think industry and a lot of businesses are going to fold and go under. I think the housing market is going to just completely tank, and people are going to be in a lot of trouble. People are going to be in a lot of trouble. And there's not going to be any bailout. There never should have been a bailout the first time. You know, that's one of the reasons why we're dug back into this hole and we're in the mess that we're in. And because, you know, the people that were responsible, they got bailed out. They got bailed out. The ones that suffered are the ones that didn't cause it. The people that were responsible, they got bailed out. And you know what? People didn't seem to learn their lessons. They went right back to the old habits. They figured out how to circumvent some of the new laws that were supposed to prevent some of this mess. And we're right back to where we were, but we're on the brink. We're on the horizon of an even larger collapse than what we saw in 08. So prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Do what you can. What kind of assets do you have that you can get your hands on that are tangible, that have some type of value and worth? Be leery of the banks. Now, I'm not saying go out and yank all your money out of the banks. That's not going to help anything. But I'm saying you guys should diversify. You should protect yourself, protect your own family, protect your own goods, your own assets. Prepare for hard times. Okay. And you can read whatever you want into that. But I'm just telling you to prepare for hard times, because things might get really bad. Things are on the brink, I believe, of getting bad. I don't know if it's going to be a month from now or 5 years from now, but we're definitely going down this path that it's going to be hard to reverse. And I don't think that we can reverse it. I think we can buy time. I think definitely the midterms are crucial. Getting the right leadership back in this country can slow things down. But the problems that we're facing today were the result of things that we already did. So it's not like they're just going to go away. We can't save ourselves. You know, it's action versus reaction, right? And so the motion's already been set in stone, and what's going to happen is eventually going to happen. We can help mitigate that. We can help prepare for that as a nation, as individuals. You have to prepare for that. And remember this, my friends, at the end of the day, nobody cares about you but you, okay? So don't think that there's some lifeboat. Don't think that the government's going to figure it all out. The government is what got us into this mess. Don't think that your neighbor across the street's going to take care of you, or don't even feel like anybody else other than yourself is responsible to take care of you and your family. This is on you. This heavy weight is all on your shoulders. Nobody else is responsible. It's up to you. And so you have to take action now. Well, you can. Well, you're in a position to do so. You can't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and do nothing. You can't say, well, yeah, I noticed the gas is a little bit more expensive, but you know what? I'm still making my bills. I'm still doing okay. I'm just going to keep living the life that I've had. No, you got to be wiser than that. You got to start preparing for the bad times, thinking ahead of the future. You got to understand what's coming and understand that you're responsible for taking care of your own self, your own family, and you need to start preparing. That's my warning. I mean, you know, take it or leave it. I'm just telling you the writing's on the wall. If you have any common sense, you'll see that the writing's on the wall too, and we need to be prepared. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and we are 1 week away from Christmas, celebrating Christ, baby Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. Got some good plans happening with my family, and we're just going to enjoy it and have a lot of fun. We've been talking a lot about what's happening with the inflation and how it's just more expensive to do anything anymore. And I was trying to explain a little bit on why, and I was trying to tell you guys, don't be so hard on the businesses. They've got to survive. They are crucial. They have to survive. They're not jacking up your prices because they want to. And in fact, they're absorbing a lot of the hidden costs and the new increases that have come down the pipeline. So you don't see it as much, but we're at a point of no return in this country right now. When it comes to this inflation, it's only going to continue to get worse, and there's really not a way to save us. So that being said, you need to prepare yourself, prepare your family, figure out how you're going to take care of yourself when things collapse, because things are going to eventually collapse. Something I wanted to talk about here, though, that's going to affect the state of Oregon that hasn't got a lot of coverage, and unfortunately, it continues to make more traction. And I follow it in some different groups on social media, and I kind of spy on the left and pay attention to the traction that it's getting from these people that are pushing this. When it first came out, myself included, I looked at it as a joke. I laughed. I thought, yeah, what a bunch of idiots. Do they even know what they're saying? Shame on me, because we should know that, yes, the type of people that push this crap are a bunch of idiots. And whether they know or not the ramifications of what they want to do are, they definitely know what they're saying, and they definitely know the goal of what they're trying to do. And they're idiots. And so you can't just laugh them off anymore. And you can't think that that could never happen. That is so far to the left. That is so far off in wacko land. That is so extreme. There's no way that could happen. Nobody with any common sense whatsoever would vote for that. But how many times have we seen something like that? And then it happens. How many times, my friends? It's one of those things that we can't take anything for granted anymore, and we can't assume that people aren't that stupid, because we're getting proved wrong over and over again, right? This last election, you know, should have been obvious to us on that. So what I'm talking about is IP13. If you guys haven't heard about this, it's a initiative that, so it's not through legislation. It's important that we continue to communicate with our legislators and our governor. Not that they want to listen to us, but we need to keep harping and hounding on them that we're against this, and hopefully maybe some of them will have some common sense and they can try to negotiate this to change it a little bit. But this is going to be a ballot initiative, basically. And so let me just tell you what IP13 is. It's so crazy. I can't even believe that we're talking about it. it's an initiative petition that criminalizes the animal management by targeting the majority of exemptions from animal crime statutes that ensure that the laws are not applied more broadly than intended. So the petition would remove the majority of those exemptions and add breeding animals to the list of activities that constitute sexual assault of an animal, specifically this is what it says in the proposed ballot measure. So specifically, it's going to delete the good animal husbandry exemption from the crime of animal abuse in the second degree and animal abuse in the first degree and animal neglect. These are misdemeanor offenses. If a violation is committed in the presence of a minor child, then it's a first degree abuse or neglect, and it can become a felony. So that's just a small portion of it. But basically, what they're trying to do, they're trying to get creative with our current laws, and they're trying to make it illegal, basically, for hobby farmers, for anybody that wants to breed animals. You know, people that, you know, you got the PETA people and all the animal rights activists out there that just want to stop farming altogether. They don't care what the ramifications or the impact is. They don't care that means there's not going to be any meat in the supermarkets and people are going to starve. They don't care about any of that. They don't look that far down the road. They only see what's right in front of them, and they get on their bandwagon. And like I said, there's no common sense in this, but basically they want to change our existing laws and remove protections that farms have. And then if you breed an animal, It's sexual assault on this animal. It's a misdemeanor, or if there's a child present, it could be first degree abuse and neglect, and it can become a felony. Absolutely ludicrous. What else does it say? Adds breeding domestic livestock and equine animals to the list of activities that constitutes sexual assault of animal, effectively making it a sex crime to artificially inseminate animals and potentially targeting preg checking, even planned breeding of animals. Now, I've got a farm. I raise cattle. I have pulled Herefords, and I have people come out a couple times a year, and they will artificially inseminate my animals, and that's how we keep our breeding stock going, and that's how we get meat for our family and meat that we want to sell, and that's how we grow our herd. And it's these people that raise animals, myself included, our animals oftentimes are treated better than we are. We love our animals. We take very good care of them. They're our future. They're expensive. We care for them, and we want to make sure that they're healthy. We're not doing anything that's harming them. And I can tell you for certain that if you have somebody come over and artificially inseminate your animal, that is not sexual assault. This is absolutely crazy ridiculous. I know. But this is what these people are saying, okay? I mean, and remember, we can't put anything past them anymore. They're the same people that are telling us that if you have a penis, you can be a woman. If you have a penis, you can compete on a woman's swim team and annihilate the women on that swim team. If you have a penis, you can go into a woman's locker room and shower with the women if you feel like you're a woman. These are the same group of people. They're wackos. They have mental disorders, okay? So what else does this say in IP13? Removes nearly every exemption that prevents common activities from being considered abuse or sexual assault, including transportation, rodeos, commercial poultry, good animal husbandry practices, slaughter, fishing, hunting, trapping, wildlife management practices, scientific or agricultural research, pest and vermin control, and handling and training techniques. Put simply, this petition, my friends, it's designed to criminalize farming. It's designed to criminalize ranching, hunting, trapping, pest control, killing of animals for any reason. Absolutely nutty. They're from the funny farm, my friends, but this is what they're doing. So it's an initiative petition, which means voters are going to vote on it. But remember, we're dealing with the same voter pool that put Kate Brown in office, the Fuhrer. We're dealing with the same voter pool that elected the Biden administration. Can we trust people? And they're gaining a lot of traction on this. They're gaining a lot of traction. So it's up to us. We need to get the word out. We need to educate people how ridiculous this would be. IP13 would absolutely destroy Oregon's livestock industry. This initiative petition, I keep going back. It classifies the artificial insemination and other practices as sexual assault of the animal. Bans the slaughter of animals. And it pretty much would eliminate every other exclusion from the animal crime status. It just blows my away. Livestock operations would be almost immediately shut down if this passes. This is something that we cannot let pass. Remember, it's not a legislative bill. So we need to keep talking to our legislators about it. We need to keep expressing our concerns. But it's going to be up to the voters, so we need to educate everybody about this. We need to talk to our friends, our family, our neighbors. We need to write social media posts about it, okay? I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. I mean, look it up, Oregon IP13. Look it up. It's something that you guys got to do some research on, and, you know, it's pretty long. It's pretty crazy. But it's just going to kill farming, and that's what their goal is. And we know under their progressive agenda, their socialist agenda, their Marxist agenda, we know that that's what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to get rid of the farmer. They're trying to get rid of the rancher. They're trying to keep us from being able to be self-sustainable and take care of ourselves. They want us 100% dependent on the government and on their manufactured food and their processed foods. I mean, and now there's this big push that, you know, they're growing meat in laboratories and they're doing all this crazy science crap that, you know, is producing artificial meats and proteins, and that's the push. That's the direction that they want us all to go. They don't want us to do anything naturally, though, the way God intended, I might add. Okay? We were given these animals so we could survive, okay? We are the stewards, okay? And they're there so we can eat. They're there to feed us. And they're trying to take that away from us. You know, just another right that the left is so hell-bent on stripping from us. And that's exactly what they're doing. Don't turn that dial, friends. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, your host, Mickey Garris, and we're on the last segment already. Time flies when you're having fun. I was just talking to you guys. I was telling you to look up Oregon's IP-13, the initiative petition that a group of people, many people, thousands of people from the left are trying to get on the ballot. Voters would have to vote on it as it is an initiative petition. But essentially, it's crazy. It's from Crazy Town, and it's designed to criminalize farming, ranching, hunting, trapping, pest control, and killing of animals for any reason. It's also designed to prevent anything but offering any medical care to any animals and ensure that activities typically done for animal health and safety, like branding or dehorning, cannot occur. It doesn't only target agriculture. It also effectively bans hunting, research involving animals, rodeos, circuses, and most other activities involving animals. I mean, Oregon is one of the states that has some of the most progressive laws around animal abuse in the nation. Those laws are typically passed through legislature, and they're negotiated on, and they're covered with farming, ranching, hunting, trapping, research, and other activities with different groups and entities that speak on behalf and work to make things common sense but still protect these animals. This initiative petition, IP-13, would basically do away with all of that. The unintended consequences of this proposal is staggering. And it would have such a huge negative impact on all aspects of agriculture. You won't even be able to trap voles or gophers or, you know, beavers. I mean, things that's destroying your land that would be banned and criminalized under this petition. So Crazy Town, but they've got the traction, my friends, and don't put it past them. They have seemed to be getting all the votes here in Oregon, right? So we know that those crazy people are out there, and so it's up to us to try to get the word out on this and educate people and push back, fight hard. That would be kind of the final nail in the coffin for this state, because it would destroy farming and agriculture in this state. And they've been working hard to do that, but that would be the final nail in the coffin. I can't leave today without talking about Shifty Shift, pencil neck, pencil head, as Trump liked to refer to him, and I couldn't agree more. He lied again. Remember, he's lied a few times in Congress and these various committees that he's been a part of or even in charge of, where he's under oath. I mean, they're under oath when they're in there. There's never seems to be any consequences, and he just blatantly lies. He did it multiple times when he was investigating various things against President Trump, whether it was that call to Ukraine, the lies that he said or didn't say about the guy that you know, the whistleblower that Schiff knew who he was and had a relationship with him. Then what else? During his investigations, he's blatantly changed emails and text messages and read various text messages or read various transcripts. Remember that transcript that he read that was Donald Trump talking on the phone to that president of Ukraine, and he put all kinds of words in there. He changed punctuation, and he just made it sound something completely different than what it actually was, a flat-out lie. Got busted for it, but no consequences. Well, here he's done it again. He's, again, doing more witch hunt, you know, investigating this December 6th crap that is just a bunch of BS that I can't believe we're wasting money on. And he's reading Jim Jordan's text messages, and he's completely lying about it. Not only did Schiff lie about the substance of the text message and its source, he doctored the message. And the graphic that he displayed up there on the screen for the statement, he changed that graphic around. The full text message, which was forwarded to Meadows from Rep. Jim Jordan on Monday, January 5th, was significantly longer than what Schiff read and put on the screen. And then Schiff erased significant portions of the text message and added punctuation where there was none to give the impression that Jordan himself was directing Meadows to give orders to Pence on how to handle the electoral vote certification. I mean, this guy is the most corrupt person we have in Washington, D.C. What an embarrassment to the state of California. You know what? No, not an embarrassment to the state of California. California, you are an embarrassment to this country. You're an embarrassment to this republic. You people down in California are wackos, and having a representative or a senator from California that is as corrupt as Adam Schiff and continuing to elect this man is mind-boggling. This is at least the fourth time now that he's been caught red-handed altering documents, altering text messages, altering transcripts, reading them as if they're fact in different ways, all to push his narrative, to push his lie. Enough is enough. There needs to be consequences for this guy. This should piss you guys off. This pisses me off. This kind of crap cannot stand. This is why we don't trust our government. It's absolutely mind-boggling. You guys need to look this up. Adam Schiff lies again to Congress. It's just non-stopping. While I'm at it, because I'm fired up now, I want to talk a little bit about the new warnings that came out this week. Did you hear the big government warning that they released about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Don't take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Don't take the Johnson vaccine. It causes heart issues. Okay, people are dying because of this vaccine. Take the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. Don't take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This is a new warning that just came out on Thursday. A few short months ago, they were telling us it's safe. They were telling us, no, it doesn't cause heart issues. It doesn't cause other issues. Those are very rare circumstances. It's no big deal. It's just the conspiracy nuts, the tinfoil hat jobbers that keep talking about this stuff, the anti-vaxxers. Remember that? Just a few short months ago, Johnson & Johnson was safe. And we kept saying, no, there's something going on. No, the numbers don't match up. No, we don't see a benefit to this. The risk does not outweigh the reward. The reward does not outweigh the risk, right? Well, now they're saying, yeah, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has issues. We shouldn't trust it, and we should not take it. Are they going to apologize to me? And to all of you that were sounding the alarm on this months ago, are they going to apologize to me and all of you that they said we were crazy conspiracy theorists, that we were anti-vaxxers, that we're going to kill everybody because we won't get the vaccination? No, they're not going to apologize. They're just going to sweep this one under the rug. And let me tell you, there's issues with the other vaccines too, my friends. I guarantee it. So pay attention. Do your own research. Talk to your doctor. Remember who the doctors work for, though, my friends. Remember who the doctors work for. It's up to you to take care of yourself. There's a lot happening right now. The news cycles are happening so quick, I can't keep you updated on all of it. But you need to be vigilant. That's all I'm going to say. We are just about out of time, but I wanted to close with this in the spirit of Christmas, okay? We got to go back to where our faith should be and who it's for and what he did for us. And when times are tough and when things look bleak, that's what we need to remember. Once in a manger a long time ago, before there was Santa, reindeer, and snow. A star shone down on humble beginnings below of a baby just born who the world would soon know. Never before had there been such a sight. Would the son of a king have to suffer this plight? Aren't there armies to lead? Aren't there battles to fight? Should he conquer the world and demand his birthright? No, no, this frail little infant asleep in the hay would change the whole world with the words he would say. Not about power or demanding his way, but mercy and loving and forgiving God's way. And only through humbleness would the battle be won, as shown by the actions of God's true and only Son, who gave up his life for the sins of everyone, who saved the whole world when his journey was done. Many years have now passed since the night long ago, and now we have Santa and reindeer and snow. But down in our hearts, the true meaning we know is the birth of that child that makes Christmas so. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year, and we will see you next year.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.